You're listening to SBS News.
Casual workers will need to have at least a 12-month link with an employer to be eligible for the government's coronavirus wage subsidy program. Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter has ruled out broadening the scope of the $130 billion scheme to include casuals with links to multiple employers. Under the JobKeeper program, coronavirus-hit businesses will receive a $1,500 fortnightly payment to pass on to each employee for 6 months. Unions and Labor are concerned 1.1 million casual workers will miss out on wage subsidies because of the one-year eligibility rule. Mr. Porter ruled out relaxing the requirement for a regular attachment to an employer over 12 months, saying the ACTU's proposal is too broad.
If there were an easier way, we would adopt it. This is the only guaranteed way to make the $1,500 payments flow in a lawful way to save Australian jobs. This is Parliament's Dunkirk moment. We get the lifeboats out and we save jobs, and we do it in the simplest, clearest, guaranteed formula that Parliament can devise.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says younger Australians without risk factors are battling coronavirus in intensive care, prompting a wake-up call from health authorities to younger people. There are 96 people in intensive care with 35 on ventilators. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer says increased cases mean there's now a higher chance of younger people without any known vulnerability contracting a serious infection.
I would stress that some of those people that are in intensive care are relatively young, so in their 30s. So this is not just an old person's disease. This is something that can affect the whole of our population, and that's why we need the whole of the population to continue to take this seriously.
Dr. Kelly says of the almost 5,800 cases across Australia, around 8% are due to local transmission, without any definite link to a confirmed case or to someone who has come back from international travel. He says while this is a relatively small proportion of cases, it's the most worrying component of the pandemic. The concerns come as the cruise ship at the centre of a criminal investigation has docked near Wollongong for 10 days to allow for medical assessments, treatments or emergency extraction of the crew. New South Wales police are leading the investigation to see how passengers were allowed to disembark from the Ruby Princess in Sydney, which is now linked to around 622 COVID-19 cases and at least 11 deaths across the country. The state opposition's health spokesman, Ryan Park, says the Illawarra region isn't equipped to cope with an influx of COVID-19 patients should those remaining on the ship fall ill.
We simply don't have the capacity in terms of ICU beds or resources at our local hospitals. Why would anyone think it's smart to move a cruise ship with hundreds of people sick away from where the major hospitals are in Sydney? It's appalling, and it's all about out of sight, out of mind for this government.
New South Wales Rural Fire Services boss Shane Fitzsimmons has been named to head a new agency to help the state recover from recent challenges, including the coronavirus pandemic. To be called Resilience New South Wales, it will focus on disaster preparedness and recovery linked to drought, bushfires, flooding and disease. New South Wales remains the worst affected state, with more than 2,600 testing positive, almost half the nation's total. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has thanked Mr. Fitzsimmons for his leadership during Australia's unprecedented bushfire season.
Who would have thought that in 2020 New South Wales would be facing a pandemic? And we don't know the challenges of the future, but what I do know is that New South Wales, through New South Wales Resilience, will be able to focus on preparing and recovering from anything that comes our way now and into the future. It's really important for us to have a whole of government approach, and I really want to thank Commissioner Fitzsimmons for accepting this new role within the public service.
In other states, South Australia has assigned more ICU beds in hospitals for COVID-19, and about 80 nurses are being trained to deal with serious coronavirus cases across that state. Extra testing for COVID-19 will be rolled out in parts of Queensland due to 32 cases whose sources remain unaccounted for. 14 new cases of the virus were confirmed on Monday, bringing the state's infection total to 921, with 173 people now fully recovered. Meanwhile, in Western Australia, an unprecedented temporary border closure is in place, effectively separating the state from the rest of the country during the pandemic as the state records another fatality. In Victoria, more than 1,100 people have so far tested positive to COVID-19, with 10 deaths. Health Minister Jenny Markakos says Victoria has broadened its coronavirus testing criteria to get a clearer picture of the extent of community transmission in the state.
Childcare workers, primary and secondary school teachers, firefighters who are engaged in an emergency medical responders are also eligible to be tested for COVID-19 as a priority group. And this is regardless of whether those individuals have a history of overseas travel.
And the federal government is to conduct citizenship ceremonies using secure video links during the coronavirus outbreak. Traditional in-person citizenship ceremonies have become impossible during the COVID-19 crisis. There are 85,000 people awaiting a ceremony who are legally required to make a pledge of commitment to Australia before a presiding officer. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.